Well, thank you for joining in, and just want to say how much we appreciate you from this family, from the Harvest family to your family. And we're excited because the Word of God is right around the corner after this sermonic selection. Faithfulness. Great is the Lord, and he's greatly to be praised in the city of our God. Let's bow today. Heavenly Father, as we come to proclaim your word, it is our prayer that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today, empower and encourage another. And when this time is done, we'll give your name all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a word from the Lord today, and we've been sharing it for a couple of weeks now from the book of Colossians, the second chapter of Colossians, one of Paul's letters from prison to the church at Colossae. It reads, "Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving." I want to proclaim from the title, Fundamentals of the Christian Faith, Part 2, Fundamentals of the Christian Faith, Part 2, and from the title, subtitle, A Firm Foundation. Mm-hmm. A Firm Foundation. If you drive within a few blocks or a mile of where you live, you more than likely will see a construction site. Either new homes are going up or new businesses are going up. And you know that because you'll see the signs up, you know, from the whatevers, or there's a new store coming to town. But at this point, all you really see is just ground, and in some cases, a foundation. A foundation is key when it comes to supporting what will be built on top of it. Mm-hmm. A foundation supports the load. A foundation is there to make sure that it's safe. Amen? And so we too, I believe, need a firm faith foundation in our lives. That we got to start from someplace. I think about in my own life, that foundation started at home, around the table with Bible verses. That became the foundation of my faith. For you, it may have been something very similar. Maybe it was the Sunday school class that you attended, or the Bible study, or the vacation Bible school, where there was some sense of your realizing that faith, what I believe about Jesus Christ, there has to be a beginning. Amen? Amen. Let's recap for a moment on last time. We talked about the importance of having strong roots, being rooted in him. As Paul wrote to the church, he says, continue in the Lord, because he knew that there were those who were spreading some dangerous theology. He says, remain rooted in Christ. Remain rooted in the word. He talked about these deep spiritual roots being rooted in truth and being rooted in love and being rooted, of course, in Jesus Christ. I believe this morning that it is only when we have a firm spiritual foundation can we start building a life of faith in the Word. But you know, as I sit down to write sermons, I think about you. And I think about anybody tuning in who say, you know, I got some questions. Can I ask you a question? I always enjoyed that in in-person worship because people start saying, I got a question. And when you say that to a pastor, you say, okay, Lord, give me the answer. I say to you, you may ask the question, why do I need a firm foundation? Good question. How can I find or obtain this firm foundation? And will this firm foundation that you're talking about, Reverend, make a difference in my life? All important questions. Well, I believe there's a need for a firm foundation because otherwise the world will continue to tear us down and continue to disrespect us, continue to disregard us. But when you have a firm foundation in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know you're standing in a strong place. How can I find this firm foundation? Where is it? It comes by way of what we believe about Jesus Christ. It comes as a result of our confession of faith. When you confess Jesus Christ as Lord, as you open your hearts to him, you are now laying the foundation of your faith about what you believe. In theology, there's something called embedded theology. It means the one or two things you learned about God early on, and you've held on to that. You may not be able to debate with the scholars, but you knew it was on a Friday night. I gave my heart to the Lord, and my life was forever changed. Will this firm foundation make a difference? Amen. I say yes. Maybe you say yes. Reverend, I've come through some situations in life. Had it not been for the Lord, Had it not been for not just my upbringing, but my foundation, I may have lost it. I may have lost hope if I didn't have a foundation. It does make a difference. As we said before, Paul was talking about dangerous teaching, talking about false prophets, and he wanted the people to be rooted in the Lord and built up. And Paul knows. Paul was the top persecutor of Christians, as the name Saul. And then when he met Jesus Christ on the Damascus Road, the light hit him. He changed altogether. We've all had some Damascus Roads experiences. He becomes a promoter of Jesus Christ. Amen? So right now, let's put on our spiritual hard hats and come with me to do some divine digging. And we'll talk about the need for blueprints and for a bedrock and for a backfill. Let's talk blueprints. The purpose of a blueprint, of course, is to lay out on paper, in writing, what a building will look like. These are drawings and they are plans. And you can't skip this part of it. You can't say, you know what, I'm going to build something and I'm just going to do it on what I remember. I'm going to do it based on what I've seen on a YouTube video. No, that won't work. You've got to make sure that you read the plans. And you got to be trained in this. You got to have the eye. People have gone to school for this. They know what a blueprint looks like. And it becomes important with a building foundation. Know this. God is the author of the blueprint. He wrote it when he inspired mankind to write the Bible, the Holy Writ, the Word of God, a book that he passed down through generations, passed down through humankind, and Jesus Christ embodied this blueprint. All right. On what it looks like, what it sounds like to be a believer in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1st chapter, verses 3 and 4, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places." And verse 4 says, "According he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world." Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. This is a start for this. You don't just get a foundation, but this was all by design. Paul writes to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 3 and 11. He says, "For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Amen? Amen. That becomes so key. You've got to have a firm foundation in which to live on. What is your faith built upon? What's beneath the real you? What's at the core of who you are? And to find out, you got to read the blueprint. It will tell you all about how you find peace. The blueprint will tell you how do you find joy. The blueprint will tell you about how to live your life. And you're looking for every other book on the market, and you have missed the blueprints right before you. To have a spiritual foundation, we need the blueprints. But that's not all. We also need a bedrock. You got your hard hat on still? Are your boots dirty yet? Have you gone down to some of the soil? The bedrock is the surface of the subsurface layer of earth or dirt that is needed to support a structure. And know this, Jesus is the bedrock that we need for our foundation of faith. Don't look any other place. That when it comes to something to sustain you, know that in the storms of life, and they will come, it is Jesus Christ who becomes the bedrock. Amen? Amen. Hold you in the place when you're about to lose it. Hold you in the place when you have lost it to the point that you have no hope. He is the bedrock. He is the ingredient that makes it all possible for you. And I love Jesus telling stories, and he is by far the greatest storyteller ever. Parables, earthly stories with heavenly meanings. He talks about there was this wise man. He says, everybody who comes to me and hears my words and follows my words is like this wise man who built this house on a rock, a strong foundation. So when the winds of life came by, it stood. Amen. Mm-hmm. Sound like a Three Little Pigs, don't it? You know, you got to have some stone. And also, he says that there's also this sense of when you did not hear, you did not follow, you thought you knew it all. We've all been there. Didn't need the Lord. We got it. We got our education and the whole deal. But that particular wise man, or unwise rather, built this house and he did not have a foundation. And when the winds and storms of life came along, that house fell because it was not built on the rock. Flip side, he says that without this, things will cave in. Exodus, we go with Moses. He's there on the backside of the mountain, minding his father-in-law's sheep, and he all of a sudden sees this burning bush that will not be consumed, and then the bush starts talking. It is God. And he says to him, take off your shoes, for the ground that you stand on is holy ground. Yeah. Amen?
Amen.
Take your shoes off. You got too much on. Take those sandals off. What's under your feet today? Amen. What ground do you stand on today? Yeah. What do you stand for? I don't mean a movement, but what do you stand for? Amen. My gosh, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Yeah.
But when your hope is built in Christ, it makes all the difference. And as we approach this time of uncertainty, as we live in this time of difficulties, know that when it's all said and done, where do you stand? Is there bedrock? And knowing that God will come alongside to support you in a major way. I'm so glad about that in my own life. We've all made some decisions we were not happy with. And thank God that we realized that, my God, we were standing on some holy ground. Amen. And because of that, the decisions have been ones that have been beneficial to our lives. And of course, we brag sometimes, want to take credit, act like we knew it and had it all together. We didn't. We thank God of where we were standing in him. So bedrock is important when it comes to a firm foundation. Blueprints are important, but also there needs to be some backfill. Amen? You got those hats on still? Now, backfilling is when you put soil back into a trench or a foundation just on the outer portions. Once the digging is done, you need to have some backfill. Now, you wouldn't know that unless you've been on a construction site. You wouldn't know that unless you have knowledge. And that's why I dig for knowledge all the time. Amen?
Amen.
And when your faith becomes weak, you need to go to God for some backfill, something to support you. And God will give you people. Amen? I know you're a superman and superwoman, but he'll give you persons in the Lord, folks with wise counsel who will come around you and help you to build your faith. Backfill. You need backfill Christians. You need backfill believers who won't criticize you, but who will just come alongside and will see the places in life that need some backfill. And when life gets tough, you've got backfill. Christ is that support. Amen? Won't he support you in every situation? I like the sharing that's there in the Gospel of Matthew in the 16th chapter, where Jesus asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? And they begin to say, some say you're Elijah, some say you're Jeremiah, you know, some have all these names who they think you are. And he says, what about you? Who do you say that I am? And Peter says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter got the right answer. He says, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. You got a special tutor, and that tutor is my Father. And I tell you, you are Peter.
Amen.
And on this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. On your faith, Peter, can the Lord build anything on your faith? Can he build anything on my faith? You know, he is the solid rock. Jesus is a rock in a weary land and a shelter in the time of storm. I used to love that song and tried to sing it. He is a rock right when you need him. See, in times like these, in times in which we live, we need a savior. In times like these, we need an anchor, as the words of the hymnist say, but be very sure. Be very sure your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. Question, that rock is Jesus. Yes, he is the one. Be sure, be very sure that your anchor holds in the Lord and grips that solid rock. Well, we need to be built up in the word and the foundation. Well, to do that, it needs to happen from the top floor to the bottom floor, from the first floor to the basement to the balcony. We need to have God as a part of our life. And we can't do this alone. Talk about the stone. The Bible says that they tried to stone Jesus. In fact, it says the stone that the builders refused became the cornerstone. You have a cornerstone, right? You've been to an old building, you look every other place for the cornerstone. It's on the corner. That's why it's called the cornerstone. It will let you know when the building was constructed. It will give you a date. What does it say on your cornerstone? What month, what date, what year did you give your life to Jesus Christ? What's on your cornerstone? Amen. June 15th, 1965. That's on my cornerstone. That's when I gave my life to Jesus Christ that day. And know this, that when you're standing on a firm foundation, you'll have a greater access to Jesus Christ just because of where you're standing. And when you build your life on a firm foundation, you'll have this belief that Jesus Christ is my rock and my salvation. The Bible says, whom shall I fear? When you have this firm foundation, you can call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. And he will respond. He's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and the morning star. When you stand on this firm foundation, you can stand without fear. Amen? Amen. The Bible says, greater is he that's within me than he that is within the world. Yeah. Praise God. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. My God, you got to just stand still in him. And you'll be able to enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, because what? You have stood in the right place. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I used to watch those movies back in the day, and people would get caught up in the quicksand. I said, oh my God, they're gone. And it wasn't no rescue, no excavation crew. They just went. And you would say, I think they were in quicksand. And we've all been in some quicksand in life. Oh, yes, we have. Yes, we have. The Bible says I was in the muck and the miry clay, but he picked me up and placed me upon a rock. That's how your foundation is built in the Lord Jesus Christ. He will place you on a firm foundation, not for you to be a statue, not for you to be some kind of a trophy, but for you to tell a dying world that the wages of sin is still death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Having a firm foundation don't give you a ticket to be cool and collective and laid back. It gives you permission to tell somebody about Jesus. Amen? That no matter where you meet them, you ought to be firm in who you believe, firm in what you believe, firm in the word of God so that somebody might hear. People are hungry for the word. Amen? They don't want to hear your old fogey stories. They want to know, is there life? I've built my life other places, but tell me, how is it you have so much joy? It's because I'm on a firm foundation. How is it that you seem so at peace? It's because my life is based on a firm foundation. I've read the blueprints. I'm standing on a bedrock. And the backfill of his spirit is there with me. A firm foundation. That is the word of God. Amen. It is already blessed. Amen. Our choir is going to come for an invitation song, and we'll come back to offer Christ to you. We come today to offer Christ to you because we know Christ can make a difference in your life. I come today to offer him to you because I believe he can change your life. Amen. And maybe you've tuned in today. Maybe you're listening by way of the audio portion of this broadcast and you have not given your life to Jesus Christ. This is what it's all about. I believe that it will make a difference. So right now, as you bow your heads, Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for sharing your life, giving your life on an old rugged cross. The Bible says, "Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead." The Bible says, "Thou shalt be saved." And today you can be saved. Today your life can be made brand new. Today, you can have that firm foundation that we talked about because it is possible in the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't miss this opportunity. None of us know when our last time will be. Take advantage today of this offer to give your life to Jesus. I pray some heart was touched. In Jesus' name, amen.